Packers linebacker Blake Martinez is my guest. Blake, good morning. Great to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, Blake. Thanks for the visit. You were on the road in Cleveland against a team that had not won a game this season. They get up on you 21-7. I know you'll tell me that nobody was panicking on the sideline, but what's going through your head when it's all unfolding? You're down by two touchdowns. Were you ever nervous at any point during that game?
I think at certain moments, definitely when it was 21-7, we kind of were looking at each other on the sideline wondering what was going on, what were we missing. And I think once we got down to kind of the nuts and bolts of it, it was just guys kind of trying to overstep their boundaries, and we weren't doing what we would normally do. And we were just trying to make plays on our own. And at that point, we kind of sat everyone down and said, hey, just do your job and we'll get this thing done, because we're a winning team. We know how to get it done. And like we did, obviously with Devontae's walk-off touchdown, we did it in an awesome fashion.
Blake Martinez, my guest. I mean, that's as good as it gets, right? A walk-off touchdown. We're talking about Devontae Adams with that 25-yard TD pass and ran right down the tunnel. As you see him heading down the tunnel and you find a way to win that game, what's going through your mind? Emotionally, what were you feeling like then?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I think it was just kind of a big statement to our season, just guys fighting through. No matter who we put on the fields, what situation we're in, we're never going to stop fighting. And I think that walk-off, him walking in the locker room, you always talk about it. Hey, if I get a touchdown to finish the game, I'm just going straight to the locker room. And
right.
And to see that done and to be a part of it and to be a part of that comeback was just incredible.
We're talking to Blake Martinez. Now, the win keeps your playoff hopes alive, and there's that possibility that you might get Aaron Rodgers back this week. So what's the vibe like around the facility right now, and do you expect to see him playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have the same mindset going into this week as any other week. Recently, it's just, hey, if we get him back, we're gonna welcome him with open arms. He's obviously one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and to be able to have him back in the lineup or whatever happens is just gonna obviously make us a better football team. But overall, I think going into this week, we're just preparing kind of for both standpoints. And we're going to go about it the same way. We're going to be professionals and know, hey, we got to show up on Sunday and do whatever it takes, no matter who's starting for us at quarterback.
Packers linebacker Blake Martinez joins us on the program. You know, I had Atlanta Falcons linebacker Deion Jones on yesterday, and we were talking about the difference between being a rookie and a second-year player. He said one of the keys was he just felt a lot more comfortable doing everything. So for you, what's been the biggest difference from your rookie year to right now?
Yeah, I think that kind of is a part of it for me, is just knowing what to expect from kind of fall camp all the way throughout the season. I think the biggest thing for me was kind of going through my first year, I think I was trying to overdo things. I wanted to be the next Luke Kuechly. I wanted to be the next Ray Lewis, the next Brian Urlacher, just the next great linebacker, and I was trying to force myself to be like them, where this offseason I kind of reflected on things and just looked at my play and was asking myself, what was I missing? Why wasn't I making the plays I know I should have made? And it was that standpoint of, hey, I need to just be Blake Martinez. I need to go out there and allow my instincts and play style to kind of show. And at that point, I started making the plays that I knew I could make and just trying to keep getting better and better as the season goes on.
Yeah, Blake, when you mention those guys and say, I want to be the next great one, I want to be a guy like Luke Kuechly or some of the other guys you mentioned, in your mind, what sets them apart? What makes them great? Is it their playmaking ability or is it something else?
I think it's just the attention to detail. I think I learned that extremely at Stanford and kind of moving throughout the league. You just watch them on tape. That's my big thing that I do, is kind of watch guys, whether it's Sean Lee, Luke Kuechly, Bobby Wagner, any of those high name guys, and you just see them each and every play. It's just the attention to detail, whether it's reading the pulling guard, whether it's reading run pass, whether it's knowing what the formation is kind of going to attack you and how it's going to go, and then going down the fundamentals. They're never false stepping. They're never making the wrong read, and it's incredible to watch. And if you're able to do that every single play, it's just going to obviously make you that much better, and you're going to stand out that much more.
Green Bay Packers linebacker Blake Martinez joining us. You know, your teammate Mike Daniels picked up on that, like, literally from the jump. He said from the moment that you arrived, he liked you because he liked your attitude and the fact that you were saying to him, well, things like you just said to us, you want to go watch film. And I think you touched on this when you said that you learned that at Stanford. I mean, did you get that from Stanford, or is this the way you have always been in terms of attention to detail and preparation?
No, yeah, it's definitely the way I was kind of raised. Just from the standpoint, my dad was a guy that didn't go to college, but he worked his butt off every single day, got his business degree, and kind of started from scratch, and now is an extremely successful company. And I think from his standpoint, I went and worked with him multiple times, and I could just go back to one story where every single time I worked with him, he owns a construction business, so I'd go to one of his pads, and his job for me each and every time was, all right, take this small little magnet, and every nail that you pick up, you get a penny. And I would go around each and every house, and if I came back and showed him all the nails, I'd get one penny for each, but if I ever missed one, I'd get no money at all for the day.
Whoa.
And so kind of going through that, I learned, hey, it's attention to detail, and it's kind of making sure that you finish the job every single time you've been told to do something.
I mean, so were you doing it for the money, or were you doing it for his approval?
I think it was a combination. I'd end up with like $10, and back then it was, to me, $10 was like $1 million. So I was pretty stoked because I was able to either buy, I don't know, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards, whatever it was at the time.
Oh, for sure. You're walking around with some serious dough if that's the case. Blake Martinez joining us. You know, it goes even further. Your commitment to preparation goes way back, but especially when it comes to your diet. I'm always fascinated by what guys eat. I mean, you are what you eat. Teammates talk about the fact that they have never, ever seen you eat or drink anything that's bad for you, that you've always been super clean. As an example, you don't drink soda. When was the last time you had a soda, and what made you stop?
Last time was probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Wow.
And I can remember the reason why easily. It was one of the days I was kind of hanging out with my dad during the day, and he'd always go to this given kind of car wash area. And we stopped at the car wash, and one of his really good friends worked there, and he was just this, like, swole dude, like, yoked out of his mind.
Right.
And I'd ask him, I remember the day, I asked him, like, how did you get like that? And he told me, I don't drink soda. And so from that day on, I stopped drinking soda from then on. And it's working out for me. I'm trying to get more swole, but
so
I think it's working
good.
Out for me.
That is such a great story. Blake Martinez joining us. I'm going to stop drinking soda right now because I want to be swole. As a 50-something-year-old dude, I want to be swole too. All right, so do you have any cheat meals or cheat days when it comes to food? I mean, is there anything, like maybe a little bit of candy, something that you might allow yourself as a reward, or is that just not the way you're built?
No, so I always have the kind of, it's all about proportions. And for me, I have a kind of strategy and kind of detailed plan, just like anything else. So if I set my cheat meals up kind of strategically from the standpoint of either, it wouldn't be a cheat meal, it's a cheat day, actually, I want to correct that. It's basically after the season, after OTAs end, after off-season ends, after training camp. So I'd probably say 4 times out of the year where I basically give myself a 24-hour period to eat whatever I want. And those days get pretty gruesome, but it's always good to kind of have that portion and understand once that day ends why I don't eat that stuff.
I mean, Blake, so you got to give me an idea. So, like, what's a day like that like? I mean, is it a cheeseburger on a Sunday? Or, I mean, are you rolling out of the rack all morning?
My favorite meal is breakfast. So the last time I had it, we went to a place out here. I think it's called Pancake Place. And I had 3 ginormous pancakes, fried French toast, like a ham, and like green onion omelet. So that was just breakfast. And then for lunch, we went to some like sub place where we got like, I don't know, a foot-long sub. And then we went to Chili's, got like molten lava cake, got boneless buffalo wings, a burger, and then end of the night with donuts. So it was a long day for me. I took about like a 20-hour nap after that was done.
It's incredible. So any booze in the middle or around any of that? A beer, a cocktail, anything like that?
Nah, so I'm staying away from the alcohol portion. That's kind of the one thing I'll hold strict to myself just to make sure I kind of don't get too tempted and get too used to that.
Blake Martinez, my guest. Good playing or good thinking. So playing linebacker for the Packers is obviously one of the most iconic positions in football. What's it mean to you to be a Green Bay Packer?
Oh, it means so much to me. Just from the standpoint, once I got here, it was crazy just to see the fan base and see how amazing they are. I think the first day I walked into the locker room, they had us get here, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning to kind of go through physicals and those types of things. And there's people, I think there's like 20 people out front, already knew who I was, asking for autographs and those types of things. And it was just unbelievable to see, because I kind of go back to the Stanford days. I maybe had two people at my practice and at one time. This is just me showing up to the facilities, and there's people waiting out front.
Mm. Blake Martinez, my guest for another moment or so. Blake, your name's getting a lot of run as a possible Pro Bowl selection. I know you're going to tell me you're focused on the next game and on team goals, and I believe you when you say it, but what would it mean to you to be named to a Pro Bowl, especially this soon in your career?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. It's just one of those things, like you said, that as long as I'm making my team better, that's what I'm going to be happy with. But everyone has those individual goals and wants to kind of achieve those things. And being selected as a Pro Bowl participant would just be incredible. And it just kind of attests to all the hard work that I put in this offseason and in my career for football.
Last thought. I mean, you're living the dream. You're playing for the Green Bay Packers. The team is competitive. I mean, this is what you set it up for. This is what you've worked your whole life for. But I don't want to undersell or underrate the college experience. What was it like for you to go to Stanford, be in that academic environment, and play football at a school like that?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I think Stanford's just the number one institute for football and school, and I just think number one institute overall in the world, just from the standpoint that I think every single day, no matter what I was doing, I was challenged at every aspect, whether I was on the football field or in the classroom. There's people, I think someone in my classroom sent like a spider monkey to space because it could like counteract gravity. And I'm just like, oh gosh, like there's no way I'm beating this guy on a test. And so it's just those aspects where you're like, hey, I got to grind every day, like from when I wake up and when I go to sleep, just to be able to compete with these people in an everyday basis.
God, I wonder what's more intense, being around the best and most gifted athletes in the world or being around the best and brightest people in the world? Because you got the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah. And I think going to Stanford allowed me to kind of step into this realm with the best athletes in the world and best people in their profession that much easier, because I was able to walk in and understand their mindset and what they're trying to achieve every single day. And I knew how much pressure and how much I have to put into this just to be able to stay at that level for a long time.
Well, man, it's a beautiful life, and you earned it. You stayed on the grind, got on the grind early on, and have never left it. Blake Martinez, my guest. Blake, so good to have you on the show. That's a great conversation. I appreciate you, and really nice to have you on. Thanks so much for it.
Yes, sir.
That was great. Blake Martinez, what an impressive young guy he is.